well. We've got a bit of a nuclear emergency here at Whack My Bush. The only key to test the American nuclear arsenal has gone missing, and if our gang can't find it in the next 37 hours, all the nukes are going to launch. But don't panic just yet. Dig yourself a bunker first, then panic!
A serious situation calls for firm action. We wanted our best man on this job. But unfortunately, Tom Cruise is busy on a Scientology brainwashing tour. So instead, we've got...
George Clooney?
Hi, guys!
Arnie!
Oh, no. I thought you'd at least get Keith Sutherland.
Hey, fuck him! The Little House on the Prairie should have been my TV series!
Arnie, what are you saying?
I said that 24 should have been my TV series.
No, you said that Little House on the Prairie should have been your TV series.
What? Out loud?
Yep.
But it should have been my series. Goddamn Melissa Gilbert bribed the casting director. It should have been me running down the hill waving my arms. I look so good in gingham.
Well, there's an image I'll be discussing with my therapist for the next month.
Come on, people, focus. If the key isn't in the White House, then where is it?
We reckon it must have been taken by one of the people who visited George in the Oval Office yesterday. The list is here in George's Barney the Dinosaur electric planner.
10 o'clock, the Chinese ambassador. 11 o'clock, the Chinese ambassador.
Why do you need to see the Chinese ambassador twice?
Well, you know what it's like, fatty. 20 minutes after you see one Chinese ambassador, you want to see another.
Hush up.
12 o'clock, the Queen and Prince Philip. 1 o'clock, lunch. 2 o'clock, Jeb Bush. 3 o'clock, sleepy bye-bye time. 4 o'clock, the Rolling Stones. 5 o'clock, Tony and Fatty. 6 o'clock, bath time. 7 o'clock, bedtime. I love you, George.
And I love you too, Barney.
So those are our suspects. One of them must have taken the key for their own evil purposes.
And I think I know who that is. Of course, the true axis of evil. The Queen and Prince Philip. No, it's those no-good beatnik kids, the Rolling Stones.
Kids, they're all over 60.
Everything they stand for is un-American.
What, Viagra and Zimmer frames? They're just all rockers. Come on, Cundy, back me up on this one.
No way. Mick Jagger turned down my offer of brown sugar in 65, so he deserves what's coming to him.
Hey, enough of this yakety-yak. Come on, Fetty, you're my new partner. We've only got 37 hours to bicker about the fact I usually work alone, become close buddies, fall out over some girl, become buddies again, and then save the world with only seconds to spare.
Can we have lunch first?
Wag my bush. Come on.
Arnie, why are we turning over one of the Playmates' bedrooms at the Playboy Mansion?
Because we are looking for clues to help us with the case.
All right, so you're taking all that underwear as evidence?
Yeah, that's the exact reason and not anything pervy.
Some of this stuff's pretty racy. Look at this PVC thong.
But Fatty, that's a man's posing pouch.
Bloody hell, you need a badger to fill that.
Okay, guys, just give me a minute to slip into something even more revealing.
Quick, Fatty, into the closet.
So hot out there.
Ah, oh, Fatty, I wouldn't mind giving here a thorough investigation.
Funny, I'm sure I left my leopard skin thong in here. Oh well, I better go commando.
Arnie, is that your flashlight digging into my lower back?
Flashlight? I don't have a flashlight.
Holy shit on a stick!
What the hell's going on?
I'm about to be fucking sick, that's what's going on.
Forgive me, Fatty.
Security! I've got a bear and a plumper in my closet.
Plumper? I'm just big bone, love.
Shut up, Fatty, run! I would never leave this town!
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
Hi, I'm Connie Chung. Drafted in to serve mission, and I'm live on stakeout in back of car, across street from Mick Jagger's Bel Air home. We're looking for missing nuclear tech key.
Are you going to talk like that the whole bloody time, love?
Yeah, and if you don't like it, you can swivel.
God, how humiliating. Having a woman partner forced on us. just because we had one little misunderstanding.
You wasted 5 whole hours and had to make an out-of-court settlement. So you shut up, pervy man. I'm in charge now. We only have 32 hours to find Key.
Who cares? This steakhouse is a waste of time. The only people who've gone into Jagger's house are the chiropodist, the meals for the elderly delivery man, and that guy selling tartan slippers.
It's like the bloody Antiques Roadshow over there.
Oh, shit. Our cover's been blown.
No, it's all right. It's for me.
Do one of you order the super mega deep pan meat feast pizza with extra everything?
Right here, lad. Oi, what about garlic bread and the medium thin crispy anchovy and chili special?
Here you are, sir.
Hey, fat boy, this is supposed to be a steakout, not a takeout.
Whack by Bush.
Ah, Betty! Don't belch in the line of the direction of the microphone. You're going to burst my goddamn eardrums.
Sorry, Arnie, but the chili sauce and that last kebab's giving me heartburn.
Quiet, belly boy. What are they saying in there, Arnie?
Not much. It sounds like one of them's knitting. Wait. Shh! I'm getting something.
Hey, Keith, man, stop knitting that hat and have a look at this.
But this is a crucial moment, man. If I don't get the bubble right, it'll all be lopsided.
Sod your bubble, yeah. I think we've been watched by the Rozzers, man. There's a car parked across the street and it's getting food deliveries all night. They've had pizza, Chinese curry and kebabs.
Nice work, fat boy. You blow our cover.
Shh! I can't eat kebabs, man, not with my teeth. Oh, fuck it. Now I've dropped a stitch.
Maybe they're like cross because we cancelled our meeting with George Bush right at the last minute, yeah?
Hey, man, we had two. I wouldn't miss my bingo afternoon for anyone. Hey, Mick, man, start me up.
Yeah, start me up. I'll never stop.
No, me heart stopped again. Stop here, up.
Right, man. Clear.
Right, we've heard enough.
That dozy twat George forgot they never turned up.
And so more precious hours are wasted, and the total annihilation of the world is only 30 hours away. Can things get worse?
Jesus! Open the window!
Stop the aircon!
I can't. The battery's gone flat.
And the central locking stuck!
And I've got another one brewing.
Here's the news. We're fucked.
Well, it sounds like they're having a gas. So, George has screwed up again, but you've got to have a bit of sympathy for the devil. Nuclear destruction is closer than ever, but not even wild horses could keep us away from the next episode of...
Whack My Bush.